So yeah, JFK, John F. Kennedy, is an interesting historical figure in American history because, you know, he was assassinated and it was filmed, so it's a very visible phenomenon and like a very historical moment in the U.S. when people could actually see their president dying in front of them, first time that that happened. And it's interesting because, you know, his politics, it was very much in the Cold War. He stoked a lot of Cold War paranoia, put a lot of money into the space and into war with Russia, proxy wars with Russia. And yet at the same time, he's remembered as this kind of like ideal president. He was very good looking. And, you know, there was this whole tragedy surrounding him. So people feel emotionally invested with him. So it's kind of how history remembers him as this victim of a tragedy and rather than his politics, I think, yeah. You know.
There's a quote from The Dark Knight that I think makes a lot of sense with John F. Kennedy, and it's, you either live long enough to see yourself become the villain or you die trying to be a hero. And I think with John F. Kennedy, he certainly lived in a very tumultuous time, I guess, when we're talking about proxy wars and the struggle against the USSR, against Russia. But also he was someone who didn't live long enough to see any full mainstream accomplishments for legacy.